Thank you, Mr. President. We'd like to thank the Universalization Coordination Committee members, Spain and Malawi, for their hard work in advancing this convention towards the ultimate goal of full universalization and a world free of cluster munitions. Mr. President, the promotion of universalization of the CCM is an obligation under the convention, as only through its universalization can we rid the world of these weapons on a permanent basis. We urge all who have not yet done so to consider joining the convention, as so many other states have done. Canada is fully supportive of the importance that has been placed on universalization as a priority for this presidency. Regrettably, less than half of the states affected by cluster munitions are states party to the CCM, and we know that many other states, including significant users and producers of cluster munitions, are also not yet party to the convention. International humanitarian law prohibits the indiscriminate use of any weapons, including cluster munition, and prohibits the deliberate targeting of civilians. Universalization of the CCM remains the best and indeed the only way to end all use of cluster munitions, and it is essential to addressing the humanitarian consequences of their use. We would once again like to stress that non-party states are legally obliged to respect the principles enshrined in IHL during armed conflict, and this applies to any weapon, including cluster munitions. We'd like to take the opportunity as well to once again congratulate South Sudan for becoming the 112th state party to join the convention on August 3rd when they formally acceded to the CCM. This demonstrates South Sudan's commitment to global peace and security as well as its firm stance against the use of cluster munitions. And we'd also like to congratulate Nigeria for its ratification. Mr. President, once again, Canada holds transparency as a crucial element in banning cluster munitions, and we continue to be concerned by the alarming trend of noncompliance under Article 7 annual reporting. We call on all state parties to submit their annual reports in full and on time. Thank you.
I thank the distinguished representative of Canada for his comprehensive